1906, July 26th, 1906. Words to Burden Bearers, Ellen G. White. In these times of peril, it is especially important that God's servants shall stand in their appointed lot and place, and that in every perplexing situation they will take their position decidedly on the side of Christ. Angels of God are working in our conferences and institutions. Every laborer connected with the Lord's cause should cooperate with them. If our brethren will let God be the manager, many questions that now appear so difficult to understand will adjust themselves. The Lord is waiting to lead by the hand those in trying positions who are willing to be led. Everyone who is connected with any line of the Lord's work will have temptations. Satan is neither dead nor asleep. If he can, he will counterwork the work of God by bringing into connection with God's laborers those who are fractious in spirit and trying in manner. But if those in positions of responsibility reveal the love of Christ in word and act, they will have no great difficulty in holding the confidence of their fellow workers. The Lord gives to his workers talents which, sanctified by his Holy Spirit, will place them on vantage ground. None are at any time to yield to the temptation to draw about them a cloak of self-righteousness, so that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God, shall not be able, through the grace of Christ Jesus, to enter their hearts, softening them and making them loving and compassionate in disposition. My brethren, let your hearts be humble and contrite. Thus, through an abiding Christ, you will become Christ-like in character. The Lord desires you to stand by his side as kind, patient, humble sons of God. The Lord designs that the laborers in his service shall represent his love. Sharp dispositions, revealed by sharp words, will bring about a distressing state of things. Well, someone may say, I know this, but what can I do? If you hear unkind or distrustful words, go to the one who spoke them and say, My brother, did the Holy Spirit inspire you to utter these words? Do you not know that good angels and evil angels are here? With what party do you wish to identify yourself? In the Lord's work, we are constantly in a school where we may learn lessons of self-control, of sanctified dignity, of gentlemanly manners and behavior. Then Satan cannot gain a foothold, and Jesus will be our helper. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. As workers together with God, we should be on guard not to grieve His Holy Spirit by careless, harsh, disrespectful words, or by indiscreet actions. Our relations with one another should be pleasant. When we do right, the testimony of our own spirit and the testimony of the Spirit of God bear witness that the human mind is under the control of the divine mind. Hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. His word furnishes evidence from which we may draw the conclusion that we are indeed his sons and daughters. We are always to be learners. The Lord will surely help every soul in need of help. Our whole dependence must be upon the one mighty to save, because he understands our position and will help us in every emergency. I have words from the Lord for my brethren. Let no one suppose that he can carry the work alone, and that he must have supreme authority. Let the managers in our institutions counsel and pray with one another. There is work of different kinds to be done, and the workers of varied talents are to supply one another's deficiencies. The Lord desires every man in a position of responsibility to link up with his fellow workers. No worker should shut himself up to himself. Let all the workers unite in counsel. The Lord would have his servants cultivate the spirit of companionship. He who wraps himself about with garments of self-sufficiency refusing to admit others into brotherly relationship, will fail of gaining the experience that he needs to gain, and others also will be losers. He should let his fellow workers see that he regards them as of value. Some are in danger of giving way to envy, lest another shall have the supremacy. They are liable not to recognize the gifts of their fellow workers as being as necessary to the success of the work as are their own gifts. But true love for God carries with it true, reverential trust. And he who loves God will love his brother also.
There is to be no ordering, no domineering, no masterly authority. The love of God, in a healing, life-giving current, is to flow through the life. The spirit and words and deeds of every worker are to show that he realizes that he is acting in Christ's place. The power that he receives from the great teacher is the power to educate others, not the power to order or dictate. He is to come to Christ as one who desires to know how to teach and help others. Patient, cheerful contentment is one of the best gifts. So also is courage to follow in the path of duty, even when this path separates us from friends. But courage of conviction must never lead to stubbornness, which leads a man to adhere to his own ideas. Let all watch and pray. The talent of speech is a wonderful gift, a gift that can be a great power for good or for evil. Intellectual ability, good taste, skill, refinement, true elevation, these God uses in his work, but they must first be placed under his jurisdiction. The Lord's presence is to be a controlling power. He whose heart blends with the heart of Christ is, in desires and practices, conformed to the will of Christ. We are to covet earnestly the best gifts, but this does not mean that we are to seek to be first. We are to strive earnestly for power to follow Christ's example, that we may be heralds of his gospel. This is true religion. Temptations come. Suspicions and evil surmising make it hard for us to preserve the spirit of the higher life. Nevertheless, the Lord desires us to walk straight forward in his blessed, holy light. Mrs. E. G. White.